Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
It's eventually going to happen to you as a parent for sure that your kids are going to hit you with a question that you're just going to panic about. Panic. Because you should have all the answers. You're the parent, right? And you don't know this yet, but you're allowed to put things on pause and circle back later. That's like one or two kids, right? Teachers all the time are probably getting these, right? Where kids in class are asking questions and teachers are in a panic, like, how do I answer this? Okay, this is the sweetest thing ever here, okay? It doesn't start off sweet, but it ends sweet.
When I was covering for a first grade class, I had a little boy come up to me and ask, "Miss Smith, how do you spell penis?" So I said, "Oh, why do you need to spell penis?" In my head, I am freaking out because no one trained me for this. He then shared with me that his mom had just had a baby and he wanted to make her a card. I was still like really confused because I didn't know how we got from that to that. So I said, "Wow, that's so thoughtful of you and so nice, but I still don't understand why we need to spell that word." And he said, "Well, like, there's so much like happiness in our house right now, and I know how to spell hap, but I don't know how to spell penis." That's the peak. That's the peak of teaching.
Legit.
Oh, you can't spell happiness without penis.
Who knew?
Save that. 100% save that. All right, Katie. So a friend of yours just found out she might be related to a dude that she's dating.
Shut up. It's a weird situation and she's conflicted because she doesn't know what she should do about it because of how this came about. And okay. I need to know what you all would do in this situation. Okay.
So this is an actual ditch or date. The man I'm related to.
Yeah.
Okay. How long have they been going out?
In a way. Only like a few months.
Okay.
This is fresh.
So there's still time to change. We've had this talk before on the show.
Yeah, we did.
I've said, like with my fiance right now, we're 7 years into this. If like a 23andMe test came back and it said that we were related, I'm sticking it out. I ain't going anywhere. 7 years in, man.
Yeah, see,
and you with Bart?
Yeah, we're 16, 17 years in.
Yes. Wow.
We have a child.
Yes. Got kids involved now, man.
I'm out of here.
I'm just going to pretend it never happened. We never had the conversation.
So I'm going to be mama cousin. He's going to be daddy cousin. Yeah.
It's just such a far-fetched conversation because she's way too hot to be on my family tree. Anyway.
So my best friend, she has a cousin who lives in Alabama. All right.
There it is.
All the pieces.
Case closed.
Ditch.
And her and her cousin, they're like very close. So she and he, they talk all the time. And she noticed that she was going on his Instagram and he is mutual friends with the guy that she is currently talking to. And the guy doesn't even live in the same state. So then she was talking to her cousin and was like, "Yo, how do you know this dude?" And he's like, "You know, I met him at a couple of family events and stuff like that, but nothing crazy, right?" And she's like, okay. He just kind of brushes it off. And she never just addressed it or went deeper. She's like, okay, maybe just a friend that they've crossed paths and met. So then she's talking to the guy that she's actually dating, and she asked him the same question. But she's like, "How do you know my cousin?" He's like, "Oh, that's my cousin."
Oh, no.
God. And she said, "What?" He was like, "Yeah, that's my cousin." Oh, she's like, no, it can't be because that's my cousin.
But is it like how Mo has a bunch of cousins, but they're not technically related?
Good point.
So here's the breakdown. Okay. So her cousin is her cousin on her mom's side.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's how they're related, right? Through her mom.
So it's like her aunt or uncle's kid.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's related to the guy that she's talking to through his dad's side. So he's cousins with him because of his dad.
So it's by marriage.
Yes.
I think you're good to go then, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
She thinks it's weird, though, because you're a cousin of my cousin, but I'm interested in dating you, and there's too many cousins going around.
Look, we're all related.
There's no blood, right?
Technically not blood.
You're good to go.
But in the same family.
Mm-hmm.
No?
It would really come down to how much I like it.
How hot is this person?
Exactly. That's what it would come down to for me. Because it would still be awkward for me.
That's what she's conflicted about, because she's like, she thinks it's probably a little too close to home, that she likes this dude, but he's also technically a part of her family's family, in a way, already. No? Y'all would do it?
Look, it's going to make family reunions really easy.
Right?
Okay.
You've already vetted his family, mm-hmm. which is great. Mm-hmm. You know what to expect. I mean, Christmases, you're not going to have to fight that much over who you're going to visit because it's all the same family.
Look,
go for
Cassie,
it.
Always looking at the silver line.
Listen, no blood relations. Most of us are related anyway. Hello, Genghis Khan fathered like so many people. We all got the gene. Just go for it.
Yeah.
She should continue down this road?
I think.
Okay.
Okay, let's go around the room. Abby, yes or no? No blood. And he's over 6 foot. And he's hot.
Yeah, absolutely. Data. Okay. Yeah. D1 babies, for real.
I think I would walk away. I think it would be too awkward for me.
There's so many fish in the sea.
Not as many as you think, Crystal.
Oh, yeah. After having tried to hook you up.
Abby is swimming in that thing.
There's a lot of fish. They're not great fish.
It's not a sea. It's a cesspool.
Okay.
No blood.
I don't think I could do it.
Okay.
I don't think I could do it. It would just be too weird.
Okay, so everyone's conflicted.
I'm into weird. Weird has never scared me. I'm in.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.